some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, good morning, everybody. You have found Rated G Radio, and this is Rebecca. We're going to do something a little different this morning. We're having some technical difficulties on Garrett's end, so he can hear everything, but we cannot hear him. So we're going to do something really unusual this morning. I hope you will all bear with us as we do something completely different. But that's what happens when you have live radio. You kind of have to go with it and be flexible. So Garrett is running the switchboard and doing everything he always does. We just can't hear him. So he and I are actually communicating through messages, and he is going to go ahead and unmute the callers one at a time. So he will actually run the switchboard. He will put you on the line with me to ask a question. And if you are familiar with the show, you normally he gets on, he screens the calls, asks you what your name is and what the topic is. And instead, I'm going to just ask you your name and then what your question is. So we're kind of omitting a step. Again, I hope you'll be patient with us because we're doing this on the fly and we haven't actually done this before. So bear with us. I'm going to go ahead and start with talking a little bit about some current events, things like that. You know, I want to remind everybody about some techniques to deal with the stress of the holidays. And then we'll get to some calls and we'll do our little meditation first because I know Garrett can't tell me this, but I know he loves it. So and it helps me too. You know, we all get to a minute to get grounded before we get into the questions. So, okay, current events. Some of you may or may not have heard about Matt Lauer being fired from the Today Show this morning. And some people are probably like, yeah, who cares? And I understand that. But the reason I want to acknowledge that is because of the light that is being shown on issues of sexual harassment across the board that, you know, it started with Harvey Weinstein, however they say his name correctly. And it's kind of, you know, it's allowing us to see that there are issues that need to be addressed. So, you know, it's unfortunate that the way this is being brought to light is through so many public figures, but at the same time, it's actually a beautiful thing because it takes awareness of something illuminated in order to heal an issue. So, you know, as much as this seems like, wow, it's happening all over the place, it has always been happening all over the place. It's just that over the last probably couple of decades, women have been feeling more empowered to come forward to speak about the abuses and the abusers. And so in some ways, that's a really beautiful thing because in knowledge, there is power. And when we illuminate issues that are basically festering under the surface that don't, you know, they don't get healed in that way. So when we provide that light and we bring this stuff out into the open, it provides an opportunity for healing. And that's across the board. Any issues that are showing up, you know, we obviously there's been a lot of talk in the news over the last year about, you know, types of racist things or hate crimes and all of that. And again, you know, to look at this from a spiritual, you can only heal something when it is illuminated. So try to remember that and remember that ultimately there is something happening at a divine level that is ultimately for the highest good, even though in our physical human experience, it may feel really bad at the time that it's happening. So, you know, try to remember that. And also, you know, we're coming into the season of Christmas and of Hanukkah and of many different religious traditions that really at the base of all of these traditions is celebrating light and love and remembering that that's really who we are. And so allow yourself to really live in that energy right now as much as you can. And when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling frustrated about things that are going on in the world, or maybe things aren't quite the way that you want them to be in your life, allow yourself to come back to that place of love and light, and remember that God loves you no matter what, that you are on your journey in perfect timing, in your perfect place, and that you are an instrument for God's highest good and ultimately for the highest good of everyone. Okay, so try to remember that. All right. Let's go ahead and do our little meditation. Just a couple of announcements. Garrett, I hear you thinking these things, so I'm announcing them in advance. So Garrett's always really wonderful at reminding me to plug my book and to tell me about upcoming events. So I'm going to do that right now. So the first thing is I'm actually flying up to the Bay Area tomorrow, and I will be seeing clients in San Carlos at Avant Garde Spa Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you would like to call and book an appointment to see me at the spa, their phone number is area code 650-591-1498. If you'd like to book a session with me in my Seal Beach office, you can send me an email at rebecca@iamrebecca.com, or you can call 310-722-1134, or you can actually book something on my website. I actually have a functioning booking section now where the calendar is being updated, and you can pay in advance or pay at the time of scheduling the appointment. So I only have the next 2-3 weeks up to date on the calendar online, but you can schedule an appointment there. Another thing that's going on right now is I am offering the yearly, I do my annual specials. And so my special this year, it's a 20% off. If you order three, either gift certificates or three sessions, you get a 20% savings on all three of those sessions. And you can always, of course, book more than that. But that's the special that's going on right now, and I'll be running that till Christmas time. Again, you can reach me by email for that, rebecca@iamrebecca.com, or you can click on the website, iamrebecca.com, for that. All right, couple of other things. If you're looking at an inexpensive gift to give to someone that you feel may be beneficial, I know Garrett has given me wonderful feedback about how my book was able to help him. My book is called The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. It's available on Amazon.com. If you buy the paperback copy, I think it's $5.99. And if you buy the Kindle version, I think it's $2.99. So that is available for you to purchase as a gift. And then also I have some upcoming events. I will be teaching a class in January up in the Bay Area, also in San Carlos, January 20th. It's called Clearing Your Path to Love. And it's basically giving you tools to kind of unblock where you're stuck with allowing love into your life. Because at the end of the day, the biggest difficulty we have is not finding love. It's allowing it in. Because it's around us all the time, but we think it should look a certain way. We think it should kind of behave a certain way, if you will. We have expectations about what we think that should be. And the reality is we are being loved in different ways all the time, but we're not recognizing it. So again, the class is January 20th in San Carlos, and it's called Clearing Your Path to Love. Okay, I think I've given you all of my announcements for now. And so let's go ahead and take a moment, and we're going to do our little quick meditation. So for those of you who have listened to the show before, you know, I do what I call a 3x3. You can do this little meditation anytime, anywhere, to help yourself get grounded and relaxed. And so we do three breaths. And so we're going to do the first breath, and we're going to imagine a shower coming down from above, starting on the crown, the top of our head, going down our back and all the way down under our heels and coming up of the front of our body, all the way back up to the crown area of our head. And while we visualize that beautiful light coming up the front of our bodies, we're also visualizing that it's coming up the sides of our body. So it's forming this beautiful cocoon of light. The first breath is going to be the golden light of compassion and unconditional love. The second breath, we're going to do the same process, but this is white light of Christ consciousness and protection. And then the third light, or the third breath, is going to be the light of, it's pink. It's the color of rose quartz, and it's love for yourself and others. And so that's what the inhalations are going to be. And when we exhale, imagine that any tension, anxiety, nervousness, any of that kind of energy is going out the bottom of your feet, okay? So what happens is we have the intention to release tension. And what happens when we do that is our body responds. Remember that your body is always taking direction from your thoughts. This is really important, and I haven't spoken about this very often, but your body responds to the direction your thoughts give it. So if you give your body loving energy and you tell it you love it, your body will behave in that way. You will feel more calm and relaxed, and you'll feel that loving vibration, okay? So when we imagine and we intend that our anxiety and tension is going out the bottom of our feet, our body will respond to that, okay? All right, so sit up straight, feet flat on the floor, and we're going to take in our first breath. Again, this is a beautiful shower of golden light, which is compassion and unconditional love. Breathe in. And hold it. Imagine that beautiful cocoon of light. Nothing can permeate it, just compassion and unconditional love. And exhale, pushing any tension out the bottom of your feet, rooting you and grounding you in Mother Earth. Now we're going to take a second breath, the white light of Christ consciousness and protection. Breathe in. And hold it for a moment. And exhale, pushing any anxiety and tension out the bottom of your feet. Allowing yourself to feel that tingling vibration as you intend this energy to come in. Now our third breath, pink light, rose quartz, the color of rose quartz rather, and love for yourself and others. Breathe in. Once again, forming this beautiful encapsulating cocoon. And exhale any residual or remaining anxiety or tension or negativity out the bottom of your feet. And relax. Shake out your arms and legs. So we come back to present. Otherwise, some of us get sleepy. I actually do when I do meditations. I kind of go into another place and I get very, very relaxed. And then I just want to stay there and stay in that meditative place. So we have to bring ourselves back to where we are right now. So, okay, get comfortable. And we're going to go to our first caller who is in the 951 area code. Thank you so much for waiting. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in. I believe I spoke with you before.
Hi, Nathaniel. How can I help you today?
Well, I don't know if you have a general message, but I'm just kind of, I moved back to Orange County. I'm not sure. I'm just working here, and I really haven't found a place to live for a while. I've been able to rent a pretty good hotel for like 4 weeks, but because my PK, they won't, people won't, so I've stayed somewhere else for 2 weeks, but,
okay.
You know, I'm just looking for somewhere to rent or maybe a home, big home.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, what I want to suggest is, first of all, that you write a list, okay, because it's really important that we set an intention. And the list writing process, I'll give you just a very brief idea about how this works. So basically what you do is you do stream of consciousness writing. So you let yourself get quiet. You turn off anything that might be a distraction. And you sit for a few minutes and you visualize, what would be my perfect home? Where would this be? What does it look like? What kind of rent am I paying? Or, you know, if I'm saving to buy, you know, however that looks, but what is your perfect home like? Okay. And once you have a fairly clear vision about what that is, start stream of consciousness writing. Allow anything that comes up and write it. Even if it's, oh, I need to go to the post office today, or I need to go stop by the grocery store. Go ahead and write it and keep going. The reason is we want to allow anything from our subconscious to come up, because our dreams live in our subconscious. They don't live in the thinking mind. The adult is the thinking mind going, oh, you know, that's going to be too expensive, or there's no way you're going to find what you're looking for. You know, we have all of these thoughts that come in, and that's the adult mind trying to take over and keep us rational. Well, our dreams live someplace else, and we need to remember that we're always co-creating with God. And that if we allow ourselves to connect with that energy, there's always that reminder in the back of our minds that, you know, we get through to God through the eyes of a child. And that still applies to us even when we're adults. So allow yourself to dream about what this looks like. Do your stream of consciousness writing. I always suggest to people that they write for like 20 minutes or more, because you get to things that you don't realize you've buried. Okay. So whatever that perfect vision is of that perfect place that you want to be living, write it all down. Do the stream of consciousness writing. And when you feel like, oh, okay, I think I have everything. When you have that kind of a feeling, go back and look at your list. And what you're going to do is you're going to take out anything that's not pertinent, like, oh, I need to go to the post office. Obviously, that has nothing to do with where you're living. But turn everything into a positive statement. So if you say, I don't want mean neighbors, you change that to, I live in a community with supportive, loving, and kind neighbors. So everything is positive. Everything is in the present. So you currently live there right now. What that does, and then write everything down on this list, okay? You know, some people say, well, I have that already in my mind, and that's great. But what I have found doing this work is that when you write it down, it's like etching it in concrete. It's like you have placed this order with the universe, and the universe is compelled to co-create this with you. It will support you. It will help create the perfect opportunity about and with your clear vision. Okay. So once you have created this new list, that's all the positive stuff. Read over the list and it should feel like, wow, I can't wait to find this place. If it feels that way, put it away. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself, what do I need to add to this to make it really feel that way? And then put it away and forget about it for 2 or 3 weeks. In 2 or 3 weeks, get the list back out again and read it. And again, it should feel very empowering. It should feel uplifting. It should feel like, oh, I can't wait for this to happen. And if it feels that way, then put it away and forget about it. And then start looking for places that match that description. If you find places that don't match that description and they don't feel right, don't pursue them. We have to allow that the right thing can and will show up for us. Okay. We have to trust the process. Okay, so all of that being said, you know, the thing is that, you know, everything is always in divine timing. So you're kind of in a stepping stone place right now. If you can imagine that basically God is getting your perfect place ready right now, and you just have to do something temporarily while it's being cleaned up and the previous tenants are moving and all of that. So imagine that that place is being prepared for you right now, because that's exactly what's happening. Okay. The other thing is, you know, I am feeling, let's see here. Let me just ask one more time. So, you know, my impression is you could find something right away, but my impression is that it would be farther away than you want it to be for your situation. And that, you know, the perfect thing I feel is coming in. I'm hearing January. So if you want to do something as quickly as December, I feel like there is an opportunity for you, but it's farther away than where you'd like to live. So if you're willing, keep looking, start looking right now. But I'm hearing January by the middle of January is what I'm getting. So it's coming. Hang in there. It is coming. It's already on its way.
All right. Well, happy Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you so much. All the best to you, and take good care, and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to take a call from the 863 area code. Thanks for waiting. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks. How can I help you today?
Well, actually, it's a little similar to your last caller. I'm looking to relocate.
Okay.
I've got some places in mind. I was thinking this for like 2018. I'm thinking
how soon,
like...
Okay, how soon do you want to move? Because I'm actually hearing as early as December 15th for you. It could be like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, so
okay.
Are you ready to go? Because that's what I'm hearing. As soon as you said you're looking for something, I heard December 15th. So, yeah, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm not that ready, no.
Okay, so...
It's
so,
funny, I did buy some stuff to storage containers today, so I'm going to, you know...
Okay,
start
packing.
Packing up.
Start packing.
That's funny.
Energetically,
well,
it's already there. Yeah, energetically, it's already there. So, you know, the other thing is when we behave as if, it's like the universe gets that message loud and clear. So, you know, the fake it till you make it, it's like it's really true. Although I kind of prefer the, you know, behave as if it's already done.
Wow. Well, I guess I'm confused because I haven't really like firmed up the where yet. I've got some places in mind. I'll tell you what they are just in case you get a hit on any of them. I was thinking either North Carolina or South Carolina.
Okay.
Somebody suggested Tennessee. And the last option would be Kansas City, Kansas.
So what I'm hearing is Northwest. So my impression about that is, let's see here.
Okay, I'm not even looking. Well, Kansas City.
I don't mean in the country. I mean northwest from where you are. You know, it feels so in order I feel well, okay, let me ask one more time here just for clarification. Tennessee feels like the highest likelihood. North Carolina also feels pretty good. And Kansas City is, I would say that North Carolina and Tennessee are almost tied for the first place. And Kansas City would be the second. So that's what I'm getting. I don't get South Carolina. I feel like Tennessee's kind of the easiest somehow. It feels the most comfortable. I feel like North Carolina is a place that you would like to be, but there are some, you know, very, very minute issues with it for you. So they still come in as a tie to me. And Kansas City would be okay as well. And I feel like you would be happy in any of these places, really. So it's up to you to, you know, start looking and then decide where you want to be. It's almost like the universe is going, well, we have all these possibilities. Which one do you want? So, you know, and it is coming very quickly. So if you want this to happen very quickly, it's already there. You know, the energy is already in supporting you in this move.
Wow. I just wasn't expecting it to be that quick. I was thinking,
well,
you know, like within the first quarter of next year, like, you know.
Well, and that's fine too. You know, we can always delay things. People don't understand that, you know, when we're open to the universe and we're allowing ourselves to be in flow, we just have to allow, we just have to show up. And we get to say, you know, I'm not ready for this yet. And that's okay. The universe will respond. So, you know, when I was speaking to Nathaniel about the list, put the timing on there too. Right now the universe is like, okay, where do you want to go? We're ready. So if you want to change the timing, you can. It's up to you. We always have free will. We get to change things whenever we want to.
Wow.
Okay? All right, Julia, thanks so much for the call, and let us know how you're doing. Okay, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Take good care. Okay, we have our next caller in the 208 area code. Hi, what's your name, and what's your question?
Hey, my name is Alyssa. First of all, how
Hi,
are you
Alyssa.
Doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Thanks.
Well, there is a guy named Zach that I am interested in. We've kind of been seeing each other off and on, but we had a conversation over the phone a couple of days ago. It was, you know, pretty personal, and I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. When do you think I'm going to hear from him?
Okay, so here's the thing, and this is kind of a general thing. I don't know if you've read the Mars Venus books, but you know, John Gray talks about how, especially, you know, when men start to get emotionally closer to someone, they tend to kind of take two or three steps forward and then take a step or two backward, and it's almost like they get the information and now they have to go and digest it before they come back again. So, you know, the thing is, I get that he is, there's definitely a really good connection between the two of you. He's cautious, not because he's hesitant about how he feels, but he wants to make sure he's doing everything the right way for this relationship. And he knows that good things take time. He definitely has us as one of his mantras. He's not into rushing anything. It's not the way that he does things. So you just have to allow him to get comfortable with the conversation you had. My impression is that he will come back to you. And I guess the thing that comes up otherwise is the timeline issue about seriousness and, you know, moving forward and say wanting to get married, have kids and all that stuff. He's somebody who's going to take his time with all of that. He wants to do this once. He doesn't want to rush into anything. And so right now it's just about allowing the process and honoring yourself and knowing that you're doing everything appropriately. Let him pursue you. Let him come back to you when he's ready. Don't text him. Don't call him. Let him do it. Do the pursuing. One thing that women tend to forget in relationships with men is that men need to be doing the action. Okay. If we're the ones starting the conversations with texting and emailing and calling, we need to let that go. They need to be pursuing. It's part of it's kind of a funny energetic thing, but physiology, biology. I'm being stereotypical right now. So for those of you who say, well, I'm not that way, I understand that this is a generalization based on the teachings of John Gray. And I have a lot of respect for him. And we can learn a lot from some of the things that he's studied and teaches. So just know that he does care about you. Allow him to come back to you when he's ready. I feel that he will come back to you. He's just the slow, steady guy. He's more the turtle. He's not the hare. And he doesn't want to have to go backwards for anything. He'd rather be cautious and deliberate about how he moves forward in relationship. Okay. So, you will hear from him. It may be a few more days and it may not. I feel like whoever wrote the absence makes the heart grow fonder, I've always said, as a man. Because what happens is we women kind of get used to them not contacting us and we get doing other things. And then by the time they come around again, they're like, oh, I can't stand it anymore. I have to reach out to you. And we're kind of comfortable with whatever our routine is without them. So, just do your own thing. He'll be back. He'll be back in touch with you. And just one day at a time, and allow him to be where he is. The other thing is, when he does something that makes you happy or does something that makes you feel good, tell him, wow, when you do that, it makes me so happy. Thank you so much. Remind him of the ways that he's being successful in this partnership. Okay. So anyway,
yeah, that makes sense because his ex wasn't very supportive.
Yeah. Well, it happens. All right. Well, let us know how you're doing. And thanks for the call this morning and happy holidays to you and take good care.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller in the 724 area code. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Mandy. The question that I have for you is if you see my first son going on a trip out of the country this Christmas.
Okay, and what is his name? What is his name?
Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Okay. Okay. All right. So give me just a moment here. You know, I feel like there have been a lot of obstacles for this. I actually do see him taking the trip, but there have been a lot of obstacles. But everything will kind of clear, not exactly at the last minute, but almost. And, you know, the thing is, part of this is just things have been a little bit shaky and they have nothing to do with anything in your control. It's been other external things. It's okay. I do feel like once everything moves through and he goes, it will be fine. You know, I feel like the trip itself, it feels very protected. He feels protected. It feels like everything around this will have divine guidance, if you will, in it. It's just that for whatever reason, well, actually, I'm getting the answer. And that is that the process of getting this all together has actually been lessons for him. Because he's not always understood how difficult it can be to put things together. And I feel like he's made a lot of assumptions, as kids do, regardless of how old they are. When they see parents kind of doing something or not doing something, they don't really take into account what all of that entails. And so my impression is that some of the difficulties here are basically have just been life lessons for him. And it's not about whether or not the trip happens. It's that it's teaching him that you persevere even when you get answers that you don't like or there are obstacles. You just have to persevere and find ways to meet the demands of whatever is necessary to make this thing happen. So it will happen. He is learning a lot about life from the delays and from the issues that are coming up. So it's actually for the highest good. It's for his growth. I think you're going to find a new appreciation from him about you and things that you've had to deal with to help him. And I feel like the trip is going to be a really, really great experience for him. There will be a couple of things that he'll come back and tell you about that will be life-changing for him. But I do see this happening, and I do see, again, that it's divinely guided and that the trip itself is going to be really great.
Now, with that being said, I have proposed that trip just this morning. The child and I both don't want to see him to go. And now, with that information, would it be at my best interest then to try to settle outside of the court? Because right now it's inside the courts. Should I, again, try to settle that outside of the court, reach some type of agreement, or should I still go forward with trying to fulfill my son's wishes and mine of having him home for Christmas? Because this would be out of country with his father who started a custody battle after 11 years.
This is a temporary trip. This is not a living situation.
Yes.
So it's I see that this is actually a good thing. It'll your son will learn a lot. And it's, you know, I just feel like surrender and allow it. This is ultimately for the highest good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't want to make things harder on us if it's going to happen anyways. You know what I mean? If I can make it smoother than harder for us,
okay.
Then I
so
will
here's,
if I can.
So here's one final note because I know I need to get to the next caller. But
yeah.
What I want to suggest to you is that when you are have any thoughts about this situation at all, that you put it into God's hands. Whatever that looks like for you, either put your son in God's hands or put his dad and your son in God's hands, however you want to do this, but let it go and let God handle it. Okay. Because when you put everything out there with the intention that it's for God's greatest good and the highest good of all, that is actually what will happen. Okay. So prayers are very, very powerful. We think doing something in the physical world is more powerful than prayer, but it is not. So put the intention out there that everything is unfolding for the highest good and put your son in God's hands and then allow. And you will know, just trust your intuition. Okay? Really, really important.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Happy holidays. And remember, he's always in God's hands. Okay?
All right.
In God's hands. Okay. All the best.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take good care. Okay, so we're going to take our next call from the 412 area code. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Pam.
Hi, Pam. How can I help you today?
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
I wanted to get a good message. I'm in South Carolina. I want to sell my condo to move back to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Because I have a niece up there with two little boys. She's a single mom.
Okay.
And I just want to know if you think that's the best, you know, road for me to go.
Well, you know, I actually feel very good about this move for you. I'm hearing March, May at the latest. And, you know, the thing is that you want to be with family. I feel like you're a bit isolated where you are. That's, you know, and it doesn't mean that people aren't around you, but I feel like you're really wanting connection with family. And it also fulfills a sense of purpose for you. Because right now I feel like, you know, it's almost like there isn't a lot for you to do because you're not really close to family. So, you know, absolutely, I feel like going back to Pennsylvania is the right thing for you. It feels very peaceful. It feels really, really good. And it feels like there's a lot of really good energy around this, that there's a lot of support for this. And also, your niece is looking for help. She needs more support than she's letting on. So this is a blessing for her. Okay, so you're not only, it's giving you a sense of purpose, but it's also a blessing for her. So this is good all the way around.
Yeah, I worry about her little boy.
Yeah, don't worry. Just put him in God's hands. Okay, remember, here's the thing. The only thing that worry does is either put a pit in our stomach or make us nervous or anxious. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't benefit anyone. So the moment you recognize that you're worrying about something, take a moment and say a prayer or visualize putting that person in God's hands, whatever that looks like to you. You know, I do a visualization when I'm worrying about somebody. I close my eyes and I visualize myself picking this person up, literally in my hands, picking them up and holding them above, you know, as high up as I can reach, and visualizing these white hands coming down and taking the person out of my hands. And that for me is a visualization of putting that person in God's hands. Okay. And then breathing and relaxing, because the prayer, if you turn worry into prayer, you're actually making it an action item. Worry helps no one. Prayer helps everyone involved. Okay. So no more worrying. Every time you think, oh my gosh, I'm so worried. Okay. Wait a second. Do the visualization of putting him in God's hands. That's the very, very most you can ever do for anyone.
Well, thank you. That's beautiful. Okay. It makes me calm. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, all the best. Let us know. And happy holidays. And thanks so much for the call. And happy, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. And thank you, Garrett. So I know you guys don't know this, but Garrett's giving me little messages and helping me because he's, you know, he is such an amazing radio host. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And for those of us who are blessed enough to get to be guests on his show, he really leads us by the hand and directs the show in such a way that it's incredibly supportive and helpful, and it's just beautiful. And so, Garrett, I know you know that I appreciate you every single day, but I'm just going to tell this to everybody that Garrett is just an amazing human being, and I am so blessed to have him in my life, not just as a radio colleague, but as a friend. And so thank you, Garrett. All right, so he's giving me little notes about, okay, time to plug your website. So, you know, I'm just going to, for those of you who have tuned in late, I just wanted to give everybody a reminder that I am running a special right now. I only do this once a year at this time of the year. And the special is that if you buy 3 sessions, you get 20% off on all 3. You can buy more than 3, but you get 20% off 3 and or however many. You get 20% off every single session. And in order to purchase those, if you're interested, you can either send me an email, Rebecca@iamrebecca.com, or you can just click on the link to the website, iamrebecca.com, and then shoot me an email through there. I will also be up in the Bay Area this next weekend, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'll be seeing clients at Avant Garde Spa up in San Carlos. If you'd like to book a session there, I still have a few appointments open. I think just on Sunday. I think Friday and Saturday are completely booked. But that number is 650-591-1498. I will be teaching a class in January, on January 20th, in the Bay Area in San Carlos. And that class is called Clearing Your Path to Love. If you'd like to schedule in Southern California in my Seal Beach office, you can reach me through the website or call 310-722-1134. Or you can also do that to schedule a phone session. Or you can go to my Book Now link on my website and you can actually choose the time that you'd like to schedule the appointment. And there are now options to pay and handle the transactions online. So, if you're looking for a gift for somebody and don't quite know what to get them, you can always look at my book, The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. It's available on Amazon.com. Okay, so I'm now going to go to my next caller who's in the 678 area code. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How can I help you?
I want you to look into employment. Do you see me getting a job offer in December?
Okay, well, let's take a look here. Are you changing industries? Because I get that this last situation, it was like you went as far as you could go, and then I'm seeing a block wall. So are you changing?
No.
Okay, interesting. I will say that whatever that last situation was, however that ended, it was a good thing for you. So I just want to acknowledge that. Employment in December. Hang on just a second. I do actually see something for you before the end of the year. What I'm seeing, though, is that basically you get hired, you come in, you meet everybody, and that's it. You're not really expected to start until after the holidays. So, but I do see something at the very tail end. So could be sometime after the 15th, maybe closer to the 20th, where literally you come in for maybe a few days and then that's it. I get the impression that they may not even do anything between Christmas and New Year's, but that you're really going to be starting the full-time gig after the beginning of the year. So let's see here. The other thing is, my impression is you either have two or three places right now that you're really looking to work. My impression is you're going to get an offer from the second or third choice, but that early next year, there will be something available at your first choice. And so I'm hearing that to be sometime between March and May. And, so just know, follow where you are now, get into where you are, because my impression is that the place that picks you up sooner rather than later may actually turn out to be better than you're expecting. So there may be a couple of things that either shift slightly with the new year, but I feel like this opportunity that you're being presented with will be very, very good for you ultimately. So, one day at a time, allow yourself to have the learning curve time to get acclimated. I know that you're somebody who wants to know how to do everything right up front. You're kind of a perfectionist, but don't demand too much of yourself. It's still a new place, and you still have to kind of get used to how things are done. So, good luck. Let us know how you're doing, and happy holidays. Okay. My next caller is in the 361 area code. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Linda.
Hi,
and
Linda.
Hi, I'm so glad that you picked my number. I fail on Monday.
Okay.
And I would just like a spiritual perspective to why this happened.
Okay, well, first of all, take a breath, because I know this was traumatic. And, people who say, oh, it's just a fall. It's like, no, there is always a spiritual reason. And, first of all, part of it is make sure that you're grounded, okay, a little bit more. Part of this is balance for you, because I get the impression you fell on one side. And
it was on my left side.
Mm-hmm. And so, my question would be to you, because the left side is our receiving side and our right side is our giving side. And are you blocking the channel of allowing things to come in? Are you allowing love in? Are you allowing people to give to you? Because I know you're somebody who's fiercely independent. You are, I can do this myself. I'm always willing to help everybody else. But you almost feel like, not that allowing yourself to receive help is a bad thing, but you're much more comfortable giving. And I have to tell you, the majority of us are. The majority of us are much more comfortable giving than receiving. So this is a lesson about you allowing people, first of all, to come in and help you, but also finding balance, okay? So remember that if you are giving, how much are you giving? Are you giving too much away? Are you not allowing yourself to receive in the process? And even allowing yourself to receive in the moments where you're doing something giving, because energetically there is both, okay? We receive an opportunity to give back, but we also have to allow ourselves to receive whatever's being given at that time. Okay, so I could give you an example of volunteering at a church function where you come in and let's say it's just, donuts and coffee after church, and you've volunteered to help do that. And after everyone's had their donuts and had their coffee, there are leftover donuts and somebody says, why don't you take those home? And you say, oh, no, I don't need them. I can't use them. You would like to have them, but you're telling yourself no. Okay, allow yourself to receive. If it's something you eat, maybe it's some bagels and you love bagels. But there's a part of you that's like, no, somebody else needs them more than I do. Allow yourself to receive. It's something that needs to be practiced. Allow yourself to receive. Receive love in the way that it's being given to you. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the lesson. And if you need help right now, let people help you. Remember how good you feel when you are able to give and you know that you're truly helping someone. When you allow yourself to receive help, you are actually giving that other person the opportunity to feel good about themselves. And it takes some pressure off of you. So if you're having difficulty getting around and somebody offers to go pick up groceries for you, let them do it.
Well, you know, I've been very blessed. I had really injured my body on Monday, and several of my friends have just jumped right in, and one went grocery shopping, another came over and cleaned my house, another one's going to be doing my laundry, and so it has been just a real blessing for me to see not only that they wanted to do that, but also how I responded to their willingness. And there would have been a time in the past where I would have felt uncomfortable with that, but I'm just so grateful to be having the help.
Yes. So the important lesson here, because that's the question you asked, what the lesson is. The lesson is to allow the love to come in before you get injured, okay? Because basically what happens is God whispers in our ear first, and then God whispers again, and then God talks to us, and then eventually God yells at us. And the way that God yells at us is we fall down and get hurt, or, you know, we break a toe. I've had, trust me, Garrett could tell stories about, oh, okay, what'd you do now? You're not grounded. Remember, you keep telling me you need to get grounded. And so I get the reminders myself. So the lesson here is allow yourself to receive help even if you don't need it, and know that what you are giving in return is the opportunity for someone else to feel good about themselves. So give your friends and your loved ones the opportunity to feel good about themselves even if you don't need it, because that's the perfect blessing of giving and receiving all in one action. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Thanks so much for the call. And I wish you very speedy healing. I'm laying you in God's lap. And many blessings to you for your holidays. And thanks for the call today.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take good care. Okay, we're going to get to the next caller in the 925 area code. Hi, what's your name and what's your question this morning?
Hi, Rebecca. It's Terry. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. How can I help you today?
I'm beyond frustrated with my job, and I need to move on, but I'm not having any luck.
Okay. All right. So a couple things. The very first thing that comes up is I get how frustrated you are. I get that you don't even want to go in. I get that there are things that's beyond frustrating that make you angry. So the first thing that I want to suggest is that you write letters to the people that you're angry at and even the circumstances. These are not letters to send. These are letters for you to release all of the frustration and the anger that has been accumulating for a very, very long time. You know, so you get to write anything and everything that you're feeling. You get to acknowledge that you have these feelings and you get to release them out of your body. Okay. So when you have some quiet time, you can do this as each individual or even the company, however you want to do this. But, you know, sit down and allow yourself to stream of consciousness, right? And write anything and everything that comes up. You can cuss. You can say anything that you want, okay? But keep writing until you feel like, oh, okay, I feel better. If anger comes up, let it come up. If you feel like you need to express that anger, you can hit pillows, you can scream into pillows, maybe you just scribble on the page really hard. Whatever feels good, but allow yourself to release these emotions. You may even feel sad. You may feel like there are tears that come up. Whatever comes up, allow the process. Get this stuff out of your body, because right now what I'm getting is that you're holding it. It's like I see you with clenched fists. Okay, and that doesn't help you and it doesn't help anyone around you. So this letter writing process actually helps release this energy and this tension that has been, you know, been held in your body. Okay. So you write the letters, you just stream of consciousness write until you feel a sense of relief. And then after you're done, immediately either burn it in the fireplace or take it outside and tear it up and throw it away. But immediately, do not keep it in the house. You're releasing this energy and you want it out of your body and you want it out of your living space and away from everything. You may have multiple letters. Maybe there are multiple people you need to write to. Maybe the company as a whole and the way it's structured, you need to write to that. But write however many letters you need to write until you can feel centered, even if you're continuing to go to work. Because what happens is when we take the pressure off, when we allow the stuff to be released, we remove the opportunity for people to push buttons. And so it gives us the ability to go in and stay detached and do our work without having reactions to stuff. Okay. So that's the very first thing. Let's see here. Because I feel like right now it's actually in your best interest to finish through the end of the year. Impression is that I don't know if they give bonuses or what the deal is, but I feel like for you financially, this is actually, it's better for you to finish through the end of the year. I am seeing opportunities coming up for you. It may be February. It could be as early as January. But I also want to say to you, if your intention is to leave, then go ahead and give yourself permission to do so. Okay. It's really important. We have free will. We have a choice every moment. And when you remember that you're empowered to make a choice every moment, every day, that helps tremendously. So what I mean by that is maybe you can't stand going to work, but you are appreciating the money that it's giving you to give you, you know, the ability to pay for things. So in the morning when you wake up, ask yourself, what's the lesser of two evils? Is my body in such a place that I can't handle being there for another day and I don't want to be there and I need to call in sick? Or is the situation such that I'm in a worse situation and feel more stressed thinking about not getting paid for the day? Okay, so we always have free will. When we get into these job situations where we feel like our back's against the wall and there's no way out, we still have a choice. And it's really important for you to remember that you are still empowered to make a choice every single day. Do I want to go in and get paid so that I have money to do the things I need to and want to do? Or is my body telling me I can't handle being there today and I need to call in sick because that's better for me? Okay? So give yourself permission to do that.
I have tons of experience and a great resume. And I'm just not getting anywhere with sending things out.
You will. Remember that God is always conspiring for our highest good. So that means whatever your perfect opportunity is being worked on at the moment, and maybe it's just not quite ready for you. But keep putting it out there. You know, I spoke earlier to Nathaniel, and I talked about writing a list about what your perfect day looks like. Be really clear. With his, it was his home. For you, it's your work situation. So do the stream of consciousness writing. Allow yourself to sit quietly for a few minutes and get clear and start dreaming about what your perfect day looks like. What kind of environment do you work in? Or maybe you work from home. What kind of money are you making? How do you feel when you're in that environment? You know, anything and everything that you can think of that's very specific about what your perfect day looks like, and then start stream of consciousness writing about it, okay? And allow yourself to keep writing, even if stuff comes up that has nothing to do with it, because it will, because our ego tries to talk us out of dreaming. Our adult tries to talk us out of the child, okay? So we're allowing the child to go back to, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? What does your perfect day look like, okay? So do your stream of consciousness writing. Should be for at least, you know, 15, 20 minutes, okay? And then go back and read it. And you should feel like, wow, okay, let me see what I wrote. Okay, when you go back and you look at it, everything should be in a positive and it should be in the present. I work in this beautiful environment with supportive colleagues who are empowering and comfortable with themselves. I'm making this kind of money. I mean, whatever it is, but be very, very specific. Okay? And once you've turned everything into I'm sorry?
I've done with my intentions. I've set my intentions.
Did you write everything down?
Down on what exactly I want.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
I update it constantly.
Okay, so the problem is And that's a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that you're doing that. However, you have to let it go. I will tell you that, you know, when I wrote the book, I wrote the book because I was telling the same thing to so many clients. And I had people come back to me and say, you know, you need to write a book and you need to tell people how to do this because it works. And I know it works because I only give suggestions to people that I myself have done and have worked in my own life. And I will tell you that every time I have manifested something, it's after I have forgotten I wrote a list. So even the car that I'm driving right now, I wrote a list, was very, very specific. And I think it was 6 or 8 months later, I went out, I needed to get a car. I went out and I bought a car and it was like, wow, this between these two different cars, one was gray, one was maroon. And it's like, no, I have to get the gray one. And I don't know why, but I have to get the gray one. Well, about 3 months after I bought the car, I found my list. And guess what? I wrote down gray on my list. The car was everything on my list, everything. But I had forgotten that I had even written it. So you have to trust the universe. If you're pulling something out and looking at it every single day, you're not trusting God. You're not trusting that the universe is supporting you for this. Okay? So get very specific about what you want, really clear, and then put it away and forget about it and start looking for work. You know, do that action item of looking for the things that fit the description that you have created for yourself. And it will happen, but you have to allow the universe to work in support of you, and you have to trust the process. And if you hold on too tightly, you know, a clenched fist doesn't allow anything in. You got to open the hand, which is the allowing. It is going to happen for you. You just have to let it go.
Okay.
Okay. And breathe. And breathe. You can do this. You can do this. Anyway, I have to get on. I've got to get on to the next caller because I've got time for just one more. But call us back and let us know how you're doing. Would you do that? And you got this. You can do this. I have faith in you. You can do this. Okay? So just allow. Anyway, have great, great holidays. And so now I'm going to get to my last caller. This is in the 914 area code. Very quickly, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Catherine from New York. Thank you so much for getting me on. I'm wondering if my project, if I should keep it with Marie's company or go to Joe's or Edward.
Well, Edward is very by the book. I'll tell you that right now. But he's very methodical and he's very thorough. And I'm sorry, what were the first two names?
Marie or Joe?
I feel like Joe's a bit scattered and kind of all over the place, so there's starts and stops with this situation. Mary's good, but I feel like Mary wants everything her way. So I would say that if it was Edward, I'd say Edward is the right opportunity. It may take a little bit longer than you want, but he's very thorough. He knows exactly what he's doing. And I will tell you, he's a little OCD about stuff, but it's in a good way. And ultimately, it's for the highest good. He's very meticulous. He's very detail-oriented. He's very slow sometimes and methodical, but it's ultimately for the highest good. So everything he does is with deliberate intention and integrity, and that is for the highest good, and it will work best for you.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And there's, like, opportunity for growth, too. Like, I'd like to, stay with them
for a
while. Yes,
there is. He'll see what your he will see what your capabilities are, and he will nurture them in you. The thing about him is that he seems a bit arrogant, but he isn't really. He actually – He does is humble enough to know what he doesn't know, and he sees potential in people that they don't necessarily see in themselves. But I will tell you also, he does not mentor people often, and I feel like he will mentor you. So do your very best. Always ethical, always integrity, very detailed. If you need to take a little more time with things, take a little more time with things, because he values taking the time to do it the right way the first time. Okay, but I feel like this is a really good thing for you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You are
so
welcome. All right, well, let us know how you're doing, and thank you so much for the call. Well, thank you so much, everybody. It's been wonderful, a little bit unusual. Lots and lots of gratitude to Garrett for helping me today. on this unusual fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants show, but wishing all of you a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and look forward to checking in with all of you next time. All right, so some stress stuff. Remember, can do that 3x3 meditation anytime you're feeling stressed. You can do it in under a minute if you need to. Try to get out and go for a walk, get some fresh air, be out in nature. It's very healing for the soul, and those things will help you tremendously. All right, sending lots of love and blessings to you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and all the best. Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.